Hey, greetings, everyone. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West here, and welcome to the Steadfast and Loyal podcast. You gotta light 'em up before they burn it down. Better dig deep, put 'em in the ground. But on their hands, they're hell bound.
Before they burn it down.
Hey folks, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West here. A Watchtower Firearms. This is the custom designed AR-15 that was just made for me. It's got my Steadfast and Loyal logo there. On this side, you can see my signature, my master parachutist wings, of course, American flag. And I just want to tell you that you can't be a great American unless you have a great American weapon. And that's exactly what Watchtower Firearms is building. Great American weapons, all American parts, manufactured right here in the great state of Texas. And oh, by the way, the, let me see, where is the serial number on this one? TX-1836. If you're from Texas, I think you know what that means. God bless you. God bless Watchtower.
Hey, Bird Center. Yes.
Hey, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to the Steadfast and Loyal podcast. We still have a lot of issues going on in the United States of America when it comes to healthcare. I think that instead of us having reactive healthcare, we should start looking at preventive measures so that we can take care of ourselves and also take care of the population. And also, when we look at this influx of illegal immigrants coming to the country, how do we deal with that? I mean, I got to tell you that I think that they should not be allowed to come into the country and have free health care, especially me being a veteran. I see so many of my veteran brothers and sisters that are struggling. So I thought that a great person to talk about this issue would be Sean Fry. Sean is the founder and CEO of Optimal MD. Sean brings a unique perspective to the healthcare industry. Diagnosed with Asperger's at age 42, Sean harnessed his intrinsic attention to detail and penchant for non-traditional problem solving to carve out a successful career in the healthcare sector. His innovative approach to addressing complex healthcare data led to the creation of Prevalent Health. Under the guidance, his guidance, the company flourished, expanded to nearly 150 employees and pioneering novel healthcare solutions. This success was recognized in 2019 when Prevalent Health was sold to private equity, marking a new chapter in Sean's professional journey. His passion for transforming healthcare led him to establishing Optimal MD. Sean, thanks for joining us here at the Steadfast and Loyal podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, Alan.
So tell us what drove you into the healthcare arena and, of course, the innovative solutions to start out with Prevalent Health and now with Optimal MD.
Well, the start was interesting. I never planned on getting into medicine. I was actually developing, I have multiple patents in mathematics. I used to develop protocols for NASA, Nortel, like complex mathematics structures. That is my expertise. And the chairman of a hospital system who purchased some hospitals out of bankruptcy said, I can't make heads or tails of what's going on in the healthcare system. He was a brilliant man. He had 9 degrees, but he was on the outside looking in. And he knew that the interesting thing about Asperger's is we have an incredible attention to detail.
Yes.
It's just a byproduct of autism where it's one of the strengths that I try to emphasize. Well, when I started looking into the data, I realized how many things were not going to plan. We were not making good use of the dollars. We were not taking the best possible care of the patients. And it just wasn't really visible to the average person. And I started putting together policies and hard data around, you know, ways we could improve that process. And that went on to become a pretty successful company. But that expertise that I acquired during that process I'm trying to bring back the American people and show them, hey, look, there's a better way. There's some people out there that aren't really looking after you and your money the best possible way or your health. And I want to share some of those things with you. I mean, I love what you're doing. I'm so thankful for your service.
Oh,
You
thank
know,
you.
like I said, the veterans are some of the people who are most disenfranchised. They have a harder time getting care than so many of the other people in this country who, you know, don't necess haven't necessarily paid their dues.
You're absolutely right, and I think that's one of the frustrating things that we see happening in the country. And I remember the big wave that came into Congress back in 2010 was really all about the Obamacare situation. So when you look at Obamacare, let's talk about why it seems that every time the issue of health care comes up, it's all about getting more public sector engagement instead of looking at private sector innovation.
Well, the relationship between the government and big pharma and the big insurance companies is highly incestuous, right? They make money off of each other and we get harmed in the process. And you know, some of the they get to set the rule. The trying it's a very complex issue to understand. It's over a $4 trillion industry. It's 20% of our economy. But if you just take the largest insurance company, UnitedHealthcare, I mean, they made when the Affordable Care Act came out, when Obamacare Act came out, it said they could only make 15% profit on total revenues. That was part of the thing to try to restrict the insurance companies. Well, the insurance companies decided, well, if we can't make money from selling insurance, we're going to get involved in other processes like PBMs, pharmacy benefits manager organizations. So UnitedHealthcare took Optum and bought up all the companies that set the drug prices. Then they went out and set up their own pharmacies. So they get to control what the price of drugs is for us, collect our money, pay themselves with that money, and then deliver the drugs. They're making money three or four different ways at one time. They made over $200 billion just this one organization last year. That really, that if that money was better, and that's after paying all their executives and infrastructure and things like that. Imagine if we could repurpose that same amount of money back to the people, where they could get the exact same services without all of the graft and bloat that's artificially put upon the patient or the employer who's paying for it.
Well, the interesting thing is when you look at the strength of that lobby in the medical industry and in the healthcare industry and the insurance industry, I mean, they are very powerful in Washington, D.C., but yet no one is really up there lobbying for the American people.
Amen.
And lobbying for, what is right when it comes to healthcare. So when you talk about the concept and the business plan that you have, and we'll get to Access Health USA, but what is it that drives Optimal MD? What was it that drove Prevalent Health as far as the business plan and the concept?
Well, Prevalent Health was a company I started while I was the CEO of the hospital. I was a C to let people know that I how much I know from the inside. I was an executive in three different hospital systems. I was the CIO, so I was in charge of all of the data, and that was a great job and things like that. But as I went from hospital system to hospital system, and we would buy and acquire new hospitals all the time, I noticed they all had the exact same problems, right? Everything got lost in the data because they shuffle people through. And I think the American public, they don't have evidence of it, but a lot of times they feel they weren't treated very effectively. I mean, there are a lot of people I'm sure you hear stories of people that got incredibly high bills and they didn't really get treated effectively and had bad outcomes. Well, that data is, nobody really collected that data, and I started putting it together and reporting on my own hospital. That did not go well.
No, I sure it didn't.
But people with Asperger's syndrome, we are very dedicated to the truth, right? I love you. You are an Asperger, an Aspie person's dream because you love the truth so much. So I love your podcast. Before I even knew you personally, I so loved listening to you when you were a congressman and things like that because you wanted people to know the truth because the truth is, it's godly, it's powerful, and it ultimately is the solution, whether people want to hear it or not. It's the right thing to do. So as I started collecting this information, I realized the dollars that are collected in premiums are squandered by overpaying for pharmaceuticals. You know, America is 5% of the US population, but we consume 40% of the pharmaceuticals globally. and we pay 2 to 3 to 5 to 10 times more for the exact same things that you can get other way in other places. That is all caused by the somewhat corrupt levels in which these deals are struck by lobbyists, by these deals that are outside of, well, we have no way of negotiating against that. Mm-hmm. What caused me to do it was, one, I knew where the problems were. My 25 years in the industry, I knew where the problems were. And I made a lot of really good relationships. I try to tell the truth to people. I actually showed people how to improve their care and improve their revenue cycle. And so I made a lot of friends. If I showed people where their money was. So when I went back to them, this all started, I got a phone call from Walmart. Walmart came to me and said, hey, look, we have millions of people that come to us for healthcare. They come into our stores, they can get their eggs, they can get their milk, but when they get to the pharmacy counter, we have no control over what people pay. And so too many times they have to turn people away, veterans, elderly mm-hmm. people, literally can't afford their drugs. They asked me, Sean, what can we do about it? And I said, listen, give me a few days and I'll put this back together. And I reached out to the people I needed to talk to. And I put together an organization of pharmaceutical companies that were willing to sell to me because of the buying power of Walmart, where people can actually get access to these drugs for very little money, a very low cost solution. We're talking about Access Health US. Mm-hmm. You can cover your entire family for maybe as low as $49 a month and have access to over 4,000 drugs. I mean, that's infinitely more powerful than, say, Amazon that offers you 50 drugs or other ones that don't integrate pharmacy itself. It costs about $1 to make a bottle of pills. There's no reason it should cost $200 or $300 for that bottle if you know how to buy it directly. When you let the insurance companies and the PBMs get involved, that's where the American citizen is grossly overpaying for that. And if you get the government involved, they pay 100 times or sometimes 1,000 times markup on the same bottle of pills.
Well, let me tell you something that, you know, has been perplexing me for like the past 10, maybe 15 years. All of a sudden, every other dadgum commercial that I see on television, especially during the Super Bowl, the sporting events, is some drug. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is going on? Because I remember growing up, I didn't see commercials about an ailment for this. If you got a toenail mm-hmm. pain, here's a drug for this. If you got a pain in your tongue, if you got shaking leg syndrome, I mean, what is going on? I mean, is this part of the cost that the citizen has to pay for with all of this marketing that's going on out there?
For sure. So this is exactly how it works. And you're only going to hear the truth from here. If I wasn't an insider, I wouldn't know. And since I do know, and I can't get fired because I'm not part of the hospital anymore, I have the freedom to speak. So the way the pharmaceuticals work, why you see those commercials constantly for drugs, you'll see something like Skyrizi.
Yeah.
Realize Skyrizi costs about $19,000 a month. The average cost per person on that drug is about $80,000. Now, I'm not saying that drug doesn't help people, but the only drugs you see marketed are drugs that have patents where they have controls over what's available. And if you ask for that drug, the margins, these are called biologics. There are other options available, but it becomes an incredibly high profit item for the pharmaceutical company who's in bed with the PBM, which happens to be the insurance company. And it's not just United Healthcare. Caremark, which is owned by CVS, the drugstore, mm-hmm. Express Scripts, you know, and again, owned by mm-hmm. Walgreens, Blue Cross, or there's a, can't say owned by necessarily, but these, it's just like as in military, right? You have the Axis and the Allies, and they're aligning yes. against you. And we have to be able to figure out how to most effectively attack what they're doing when they set the rules.
Yeah.
All of the contracts are created by the insurance companies because the insurance company contracts with you, with your employer, with the doctor, with the hospital, everyone separately. So they control the game. They are the problem. It's not the doctor that wants to overcharge you or the hospital. It is the insurance companies and the big pharma, all driven by lobbyists in Washington. And the only way to win is to not play the game, like the movie War Games.
Yeah.
If you get involved, I can tell you this. If when you walk in, just like when you get stopped by a policeman, they ask you how fast you're going, it's really kind of a trick question. Uh-huh. When you walk into a doctor or hospital and say, and they ask, do you have insurance? And you say yes, by law, we have to overcharge you. We have to charge you our contracted rates, not the price in which you could get that service or that drug. It is, but we can't tell you that that's what it is, or we will end up getting sued. There's civil penalties for telling people that if they say they have insurance, it's going to work against them. And they have to pay their chargemaster rates, which goes against their deductible. So if you go in to get an MRI and it costs $5,000, it's going to eat up your whole deductible for one test you could buy all day long for $250 to $400.
That's incredible. So Access Health US, talk to us about it, and how can the individual citizen learn to circumvent all of these agencies and bureaucracies that, as you're articulating, are working against them when it comes to their own personal health care?
So it's this simple. I went out and I contracted with the exact same provider network that UnitedHealthcare uses. You're not getting lesser doctors, you're getting the same ones. I contracted with the same pharmacy. So you can go to any of the 65,000 pharmacies in America, any CVS, any Walgreens. You are getting the same brands and providers, but you do it through memberships. If you go to the website Access Health US, accesshealthus.com, you can sign up right away. You could see a doctor within 10 minutes, pick your drugs up today, because one of Walmart's requests was, can people get on this thing in 10 minutes so they don't get hit with the retail price? You don't need a coupon. You don't have to go to GoodRx or anything like that. There are no copays, no deductibles, no prior authorizations, which made my doctors almost cry. My doctors want people to use this just so they don't have to do that anymore. And prior authorizations is another evil topic we should probably talk about. You do not have to be a US citizen to be eligible. So if you don't want to use the US dollars and you want to still get care, we don't report to anybody. You talk to a doctor, you get your script and you go pick it up. We provide a medical ID with the program. So it is, we solve the vast majority of problems out there. For a family, a single parent family up to seven kids, is $49 a month for the whole family. That includes all the drugs that they may need, birth control, SSRI, the drugs for stress, anxiety, all of the drugs that would deal with UTIs, antibiotics, all of those things are included. And you see a lot of companies advertise for just these drugs specifically, like the Cialis and Viagra. We include those drugs for free. There's no reason that you should exclude those drugs or charge extra just because of the utility of the drug. We just try to make everything free for everybody. It's the best, it's not a perfect program, but it is the best value program in healthcare that starts stemming the tide back to the American people, have control over what's going on. The other bonus about it is you don't want your insurance company to know some of these things that if you actually are sick, because they will use that information against you to charge you more in the future. The insurance companies are, it's just a deal with the devil, a Faustian bargain, if you will, using insurance. Now, some people need it. It doesn't cover everything insurance does, but we can show you there's care navigation if people get sick. We can show you how to better use the system from this plan, where insurance is probably not as big a deal. There are many services out there that you can take advantage of, where I'm not telling you to give up your insurance, but if you don't have anything or you have a high deductible plan, this is the best value you're going to see.
Let me ask you for comparative analysis, because we talked about veterans. We have the TRICARE system. How does your system compare against TRICARE for veterans?
So, for example, you don't have to wait. You can talk to a doctor right now. The vast majority of the prescriptions they would need to manage PTSD, things like that. Not every single drug is available, but not every single drug is free. That's the same with every program. We have the lowest cost price on everything. For example, a vial of insulin for diabetes. If you walked into CVS or Walmart, it'd be about $88. From us, it's $19. For the veterans, because that was such a target for me, we have included behavioral health. The veterans, even at $49 a month, get, or everybody in the program gets to actually talk to a psychologist, a therapist, in that fee because your mental health and your spiritual health is a big part of your physical health.
Yes.
So we included that so that people knew that if they are trying to get things on track and they need to talk to somebody, somebody is going to be available.
Let's talk about this COVID issue. Because to me,
Can I say one more thing?
go right
Because
ahead.
one more thing. The other thing about it is for your family, my biggest issue was my 80-year-old mother and my 81-year-old father. The vast majority of the things I worried about medically had to do with them. And as a godly man, I wanted to make sure I honored my parents and you guys can honor your parents. I made it so you could put your parents on your health plan. We're the first people to do that. By adding your mother and father or your spouse's mother and father, it costs $10 each. The average Medicare Part D is about 40 bucks. They have access to all these services. For my wife's grandmother, we put her on this program. It saved her $3,000 a year, and she's on Medicare Part D on her drug costs. This program doesn't really cost you anything. It just saves you money. It's just a matter of how much. Now, if you're a young, healthy person that doesn't ever talk to the doctor, the value's not there. But if you use any kind of services or medicines, or you have parents that use it, it's worth you getting it just for what you can save your parents in the plan. So thank you for letting me include that piece of information.
No, absolutely. Let's talk about the COVID issue because for me, this was an incredible scam against our uniformed members of service. What was the real, I don't know, reason behind this? I mean, who really, you peel back the curtain, who really benefited from this?
Well, the $100 billion in, I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars went to the pharmaceutical companies, and then who benefited from it? The people that are in the back pocket of the government. I mean, it ultimately was that. I want to let you know, like one of the biggest studies I did, I have a team of doctors, PhDs, MDs, all these different types of researchers, and I myself am a medical data scientist. We analyzed all 2 million men in the military, the DMED data, and we looked at every single person's health history before they received the vaccine and afterwards. And the unbelievable data that is with actual P values, this is not conjecture, this is hard data of people that ended up with all these different inflammation issues, bleeds, clots, heart attacks,
Myocarditis.
birth defects, miscarriages, right? So we can explain how that happens, but that data alone, because these were healthy people, as you know, the criteria to get in the military is pretty stringent, and they were doing fine, and the data was very consistent over time. But after December of 2021, after they were the direct correlation is the number of vaccines received started spiraling this data. You could say it was anomalistic. Oh, that's because of this or that's because of that. Except for all the military were some of the first people which we received the data in because they get health checkups regularly. But now all the ancillary data coming in from every specialty is showing the very specific reasons and things. And this is not a political argument. I mean, we're in medicine. We have the hard values, and there's two things you need to worry about. In your blood biomarkers, you're going to see things like homocysteines and cytokines and inflammation, which are all caused by spike protein, and we can talk about that. And the other piece is just the inflammation, like people's immune systems are either upregulated or downregulated. If they're upregulated, they have inflammation, and that's where the pericarditis myocarditis comes in. If their immune system is downregulated, that's where they stop fighting disease that they ordinarily would. And that's why you see this incredible uptick in cancer. And this is not my word. The CDC itself came out, this week, last week, I guess it was, and said that the amount of cancer in the ages of 18 to 30 has jumped by such a significant portion that they've never seen anything like it. And this is coming from MD Anderson, the CDC. It's not me saying it. They're reporting their own numbers.
Incredible. So, how does someone learn more about Optimal in the MD? And also, is it Access Health or Access Help?
Access Health US, and if you If you want to find the links to all these sites, I have a little TikTok channel and a website called insidehealthcare.org. I will put all the links to all these sites on there so people can go look at these plans and things like that after the show, including all the detail about the spike protein. The one thing I want to share this about the spike protein. Spike proteins is something in 25 years I've never really talked about very often. An epidemiologist or hematologist maybe, but spike proteins are what are causing this, all these health issues. Now, the virus itself creates spike proteins, but the vaccine also creates spike proteins that they never thought would get away from the injection site, but have ended up proliferating into our bodies. We went to every lab in the country and they wouldn't come up with a test to measure them. So a group of philanthropists got together, me and some doctors, and we actually paid to develop a test to find out whether people have these spike proteins. If you've gotten the vaccine specifically more than two, and you're not feeling well and you have an issue or somebody in your family has an issue, this test could help people figure out whether they have it. It's not something we're doing for profit or anything, but we need to do something to get our health back on track because people are getting sick at such an unprecedented rate. Yeah. We have to do something to stem the tide.
Are we truly in America an over-medicated society? That's my last question.
Dramatically. I mean, we are over-prescribing so many drugs, and because it is highly profitable, the companies do it to sustain their... I mean, if you think about shareholder value and distributions and stock value, that's become a bigger driver than the actual public health and population health. Just take it any one example, statins. We have almost everybody, somebody actually called me the other week and said they were put on a statin simply because of their age. Statins are things that control cholesterol and things like that. Well, your body needs cholesterol. Your brain is made of cholesterol. And statins are actually one of the leading causes of dementia. And you don't know, and I'm not telling you to stop taking your statin for sure. And I am not a doctor, but you should definitely talk to your doctor about what the optimal range of cholesterol you should have is, so you don't have these deleterious effects. It's just the over-prescribing, over-medicating, and nobody's really checking. You're not getting a test to find out if there's any brain degradation in your white matter when you go into your primary care office visit every year.
Boy, we got to have you back to talk about this issue because... You know, I just hit 63 a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I take blood pressure medications because it runs in my family, and I do take a statin, atorvastatin, and you know, I'm going to be going back home tonight and making sure that you know, okay, what's this stuff all about? Because I don't want to be over medicated, and you know, never smoked, never drank, trying to stay healthy, still do my Army PT every morning, putting in my mileage and push-ups and crunches, but I don't want to become a slave to a system, and I don't
I'm also I'll be 60 years old next month.
Yeah,
so I'm right there with you, right? And when I worked in the hospital, I was actually the least healthy I've ever been in my life. When I went out to pursue what kind of medicine would work best for me, because after analyzing all the data, I realized the entire health system was suboptimal. That's why we came out with Optimal MD. Optimal.md is the website. Mm-hmm. The statin is one mechanism of controlling your cholesterol, but there are other things in your blood that we can modify with something called functional medicine or precision medicine that allow you to convert that cholesterol in healthy ways without robbing your body of its, you know, more life-sustaining, brain-sustaining attributes. But insurance companies won't pay for that. That's the problem. They will only pay for the deficits and the drugs to cure those deficits because that's the deal that they've made. There's a new era that I'm trying to put together for people to show people how they can get their bodies healthier without necessarily becoming a slave to medications, which every single medication is a type of poison that's stealing something from you. It's optimizing your health is the best thing you could do for yourself or any member of your family.
Well, Sean Fry, thank you so much for all of this insight. It's very important to us because we've got to take care of ourselves, take care of our health care. And again, go to optimal.md and also access Health US to learn more. And we'll get those links up in the podcast. So, Sean, thank you so very much for being with us here at the Steadfast and Loyal Podcast.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. You're
a good ladies man. And gentlemen, if you enjoyed this program, please click the like button and share it with others. This is important because if we don't start looking out for our own health care, there are many out there that won't. And please follow Sean and all the great work that he is doing, because it is about the truth. It is about facts. And until next time, please remain steadfast and loyal.
Before they burn it down.